744 WEOL. We are in Avon at the Health and Fitness Center. It's our Celebrate Avon presented by Vandermark Jewelers. Jim Vandermark is in the house, as they say. He'll be joining us in just a bit. But up front center on the mic is Ben Hodge, the superintendent of Avon Schools. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Just fresh off homecoming, right?
You got it. Yes. It was a really great weekend for our kids. We had 1,100 students in our gym dancing away, and actually, all our kids made good choices this weekend, so we were happy about that.
Right. Well, that shows that school is in full force, right? When homecoming happens and you're getting into this part, you're in the start of the meat of the beginning of this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think a year ago, we laugh about it a little bit, but we had to do what we had to do. We had homecoming dance on the football field, and it rained, of course. So, yes, we were excited. We're back in the gym, and the kids had a blast. And obviously, we have about 1,500 kids at the high school, and we had a little over 1,100 show up to the dance. So that says something of where we are right now. We're in a good place.
That's amazing to get so many kids to do something like that. But now you've got room two at the high school with the new Performing Arts Center.
Correct.
Of course, I was happy to take a tour right before you opened. Now it's open. It's full speed ahead. What's it like for you?
It's an amazing facility. You know, we did our musical in the spring, and typically, well, the old auditorium would only hold 600 guests. And this one, 1,600. We did three shows and averaged 1,300 guests for each show. We would have never been able to do that with the old auditorium. And then just the orchestra pit alone and live music, you don't realize when you're watching this show that it's live music. Our kids are amazingly talented, and our teachers do a great job with them. But we're excited. We're excited to rent it out to people if they want to come rent it. But it is an amazing facility, and I'll give it a tour to anybody that likes to see it.
Any more productions coming up?
We have a play coming this fall, and we'll have another musical in the spring. The musical is Shook Up, All Shook Up, Elvis. I forget the play off the top of my head.
Okay. What? You're looking at me.
Fresh off Dancing with the Stars, the Elvis night.
Am I supposed to look up the play for them? But it does inspire kids to either involve in those type of arts. You know, the same way when you have things done at the football stadium or whatever, it just shows to think that, well, there's people that care about this. I'm going to be a part of it, and they want it. It just increases the excitement about it.
You're exactly right. I think sometimes people look at how good we are in athletics, and we have 450 fall athletes at the high school this fall alone, but it's more than that. We have so many other extracurriculars that go on. Super proud of the tennis courts, pickleball courts. If you guys have driven by and seen that, the partnership that we did with the city, we doubled our tennis courts, and we, at a time, depending, the middle courts alone can also convert to pickleball. It can be 11 pickleball courts. It is the busiest place in Avon right now. I went to a volleyball game the other night, and there was 21 cars parked out there playing pickleball. And it rained one morning. They literally brought out the leaf blowers and blew off the court so they could play. And so, you know, Eric Frombach did like the Field of Dreams to us. Our athletic director said, if you build it, they will come. And he was right. They're coming.
Bruce Van Dyke, there you go.
Well, Craig, we did one pickleball game at one point, and that was the extent of our pickleball.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we need to revisit that. Well, brand new courts.
It is sort of one of those trending kind of sports that people of all ages seem to enjoy. Better, like behind us, we got the racquetball going.
Right.
Some of the older folks are still hanging out.
Older
with
folks? What are you talking about?
There are no young people that play racquetball, Craig. If you find me somebody that's younger over there whose knees look like they can withstand it, I will.
Well, I'll play you guys. We'll get the mayor out there, and we don't talk about his age. But
well, that's the sport, but there's always a different sport. But with all that extracurricular activity, how do these kids find time to study?
It's amazing that they do, and especially the high-level courses they take. We're really proud. A week ago, the state released our report card. It is hard for the public to keep up with all the changes on a report card. It used to be before COVID, you get an overall letter grade, and we would be an A. We expect that in Avon. We expect that from our kids and our teachers and staff. And this year, they changed it to a star system. There's no overall star. That's coming next year. We should be always a five-star district. There's five categories we're rated on, graduation rate being one of them. We are five-star there. So overall, we got 24 out of 25 stars. Super proud of that. The most in Lorain County, one of the tops in Northeast Ohio and Ohio. So they just do it. You know, I laugh at sometimes kids take pictures on their textbooks so that when they're riding a bus or doing other things, they always have the textbook with them. Or most of our materials are digital for them to log in on their phone to look at as well.
So the technology helps them.
It does.
There's a balance between that, though, right?
There is a balance. Right? There is a balance. You know, you think about COVID and putting kids on devices, if they were home learning or in school learning, guess what they do all night long, too? They're on their devices. And so one of the challenges we've had in the last couple years is social-emotional learning and social-emotional well-being of students is an all-time high. Like, we hired another social worker strictly for the high school. We had one that was split between the high school and middle school. Now we have two because it's needed. If kids aren't ready to learn so with their emotions, then they're just not ready to learn. It's not going to happen. So we've done a really good job, I think, of trying to battle that. And that's not just us. That's everywhere with people in the world and especially with schools. So we got to take care of them first, and then they'll be ready to learn. But we're equipped to be able to do most things digitally now.
Do the young kids learn faster now? Because every year it seems like what people, when they become into kindergarten, they're expected to know so much. Or what type of things are they? Where are they at as far as what's required?
I'm glad I graduated high school when I did, because I don't know if I could do some of the math that we do with the kids now. I think the standards have changed. There's a higher expectation. We are the largest consumer of College Credit Plus at Lorain County Community College because it's 5 minutes from our backyard for kids to drive there. So there's a higher standard of what they're learning from the state. And there's also just when you live in a community like ours, there is a natural higher standard of kids competing amongst each other to do whatever they want to do. But we're proud that with the community college, we have a great relationship to try to build programs for them that they're interested in. Because to me, it's like put your toe in the water a little bit. I want to be a nurse. Well, let's take some courses to see if you really want to be a nurse. Before you go to college, you go off to more training and spend the money in that and decide, well, that is what I want to do, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe I want to do something else.
Right. I'm thinking when I'm growing up, it's either what did somebody I know, what does my dad do, what are these other people, those are the career choices, or you look in a guidance book and you read a description and you're thinking, okay, here that's the hands-on, they're seeing it. They're getting the experience, then they can feel whether they have a passion for it or not.
So I had my daughter's a sophomore at Bowling Green, and I listened to the president speak last year at the orientation, and he said 70% of you will change your whole field in 10 years. So don't worry about it. It's okay. People are going to change their mind. You're going to change or technology alone creates so many different jobs that we didn't have before and even think would exist 10 years ago. So it is hard for the kids nowadays to pick. And I feel they have that pressure that you should pick. And I think they should experience things to see what they like and then go from there. My biggest fear is the soft skills with technology and how they communicate. And my national conference I went to, it 10 years ago, 80 to 85% of the kids dated or they got a license. And that's down to 60% now. They don't get out of the house because they play with their friends on Xbox or through social media. And it's just a different world. And so that's along with the social-emotional part that we have to keep working on with students, which is another added burden, not burden, but another thing that we have to do at the school level to make sure they're healthy socially.
Right, something that wasn't even thought of or you figured there's this.
Correct.
It takes a while. There's a sort of unintended consequences of all different types of things
that happen. That's a great way to put it, yep.
And you see all that, too. But the fact that not as many kids want to get their driver's license or get out on the road, which sometimes those kids, it's fine. You don't want to get out there driving, but it's sort of a skill or just sort of an independence that maybe they're lacking at that point.
Right. Right. It's just different the way that it is now. And I don't know there was that expectation or they had to drive as far either to do work. There's a lot of things that change. But like I said, again, we're proud of what's happening. We're at an all-time high of student involvement in the fall. I think they were eager to do things. We have chess club. We have Dungeons and Dragons. We have esports now. We created esports last year. And Paul Sharaba, our coach for esports, took them to the state finals and got second place. And so we're building that along with T3 is building a facility and adding a gaming room there. And it's becoming another thing just like pickleball. It's happening. Students are getting scholarships for esports. Kent's a university that's doing a lot of that They're kind of the front runner, I would think, in Northeast Ohio.
Well, they're looking to build that facility in Elyria, right near where our station is as well, too. So we have to get up on that. We have to make sure
we do.
Keep our understanding.
We've already mastered pickleball. Now it's on to eSports.
Sure. Well, when I was growing up, E wasn't a good thing, so you didn't want to get one, right? Wasn't that one of those two. Well, Ben, we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Absolutely.
Eagles getting ready for Olmsted Falls this week.
Yes, big week for us.
SWC.
We know how good the Bulldogs are, and we think we're pretty good right now, and so we're looking forward to that battle. Wish that was a home game, but we'll travel on the road, and I think it will set the tone of who will be truly in first place in the league. So we're looking forward to that.
Sounds great. Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely. Thank you.